they weren't in my
So the guy's doing a really good job.
Triple H at seven.
On the Mike Knox Show.
And I'm a Triple H mark. He cracks my top five personal list. He's not a top seven of all time. He just is not. Right? Because you're going to put Stone Cold. You're going to put HH. You're going to put Rock. You're going to put Cena. You're going to put Roman Reigns. You're going to put Undertaker. I'm putting Shawn Michaels above him. And I think that's where they had that flip up. But again, hey, that's your list. You're entitled to that bullshit. Be my guest. Keep the bullshit where it is.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. No wonder you get D's and everything.
He is in a building that holds 17,000 people, and it's barely 2,000 people. He made a mistake. And every fan that want to stick up in the jobber tier scoop, and you can text me, tag me, at me, at Mike Knox, I don't give a fuck. Okay? That says some shit like, she can do what they can do what they want to do. No one gets it. I didn't get in this business to be Joe Blow's podcast. I got in this business to say, Stephen A. Smith, suck my D. I got in this business to say, Dan Patrick, get to the back of the line. I got in this business to say, Jim Rome, it's my turn now. No one goes to Professor Russell saying, I want to go to Ring of Honor.
Stop it. Get some help.
They want to go to WrestleMania. Well, she asked for a more bigger role in the company, and they didn't give it to her, so she quit.
I wish you when you're right. I wish you when you're right. If I'm making a decent amount of money doing something I'm good at, and they see that I'm good at it, I'm going to stay here and then find a way to do what I want to do on the side. Now, if I'm what I want to do on the side starts to take over, then yeah, that's when I leave.
Drums, please.
Viewers may find the following video disturbing.
This ain't nothing but healthy conversation.
Yeah. Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on them. Mike Knox. That's with three X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go! At the money, now you're wrong. What you getting in? Perfect Plex Radio, got him listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, it's a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You can call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply. We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go!
Woo! What a damn week in wrestling. Welcome, everybody, to Unpopular Views, the Mike Knox Show, better known as Perfect Plex Talk Radio. People here on the show of shows with the host of hosts, and damn it, it's just been too long to been doing this thing. It doesn't get old in me. So you already know my name. It's Mike Knox. I spell it with three X's. Because like this past week in professional wrestling with a plethora of wrestling to talk about today, I am hardcore. And people, make sure you just follow the people who make this better for me. Because without them, I'll just be honest with you, I wouldn't be here. Make sure you follow my Ayatollah to the stars and the kings of Ayatollahs and rock and rollers. 301 King Von Jr. on the Twitter. The Z is always silent. But shh, just because he's small don't mean he won't step on your ass. The Z is side of the SmackDown Penitentiary. Always holding
already?
Me down.
Welcome. Cut her straight.
SmackDown Penitentiary.
And also coming over for 2 weeks in a row now. She got it making 7 to get on the intro, but she's here for week number 2. Honey B is in the building. Make sure y'all follow her as well. And also, the guy who won the award for the overall best show on Unpopped Review last year, the NXT show host, the bad guy, the grand poobah, the grand slam champion. What's going on, Jack, not the Ripper? How you doing this evening, guys, girls?
Want to go first, Honey B?
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good. I'm just up. I want to pay respect to like the ladies this past weekend at Crown Jewel because everybody had the bedazzles on. Like, you know what I mean? You can tell when Bianca Belair does an outfit. So I figured, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to charge some chalk line and put my shit on today.
Oh, is that why you're so shiny?
Yeah, I'm so shiny. And, you know, plus, you know, I birth champions. I mean, I wake up, I piss excellence. So I'm having a grandson named Wolverine, aka Baby Logan. So
hey, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Right to my grandson, Ben. We're going to talk Crown Jewel today. What's going on, everybody, in the chat? Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, like,
follow,
everybody.
Subscribe, hit the bell notification, all that good stuff I'm supposed to tell you to do so we can be so we can get over, right? But if you ain't down with the Unpopped Review crew by now, I mean, then, frankly, you just lost. I'm just going to be honest, all right? Because we're about to start gyruing some motherfuckers around here, all right? It ain't going to be no time for you to clap back, all right? It's time to take over. It's been 3 damn years. But people, we're here to talk professional wrestling today. And Crown Jewel was this past weekend. But I want to, before I go to Crown Jewel, if I can, it is the Mike Knox show, so I will. I got to talk about this because honorable mention to me this week was, thank you. I couldn't help but say that Mr. Bobby Lashley, aka the Twizzler, because he came out looking like a big ass Twizzler last week on AEW. Only AEW can have the almighty pulse form Bobby. No one like you, Bobby. I can't do it. That's Dice Man backstage, but I'm trying my best. Nobody looks like you, Bobby. The Hurt Syndicate, this is over to me, okay? I'm a big fan of this shit. It's the Mike Knox show, and I want a t-shirt. And guess what, y'all? Remember I said what I said, and MVP said, right? That's, we had the proof, right? Buy a t-shirt. The Hurt Syndicate t-shirt's the same as the Hurt Business t-shirt, by the way. Let's see if this one sells more. I doubt it, but I thought that was pretty damn funny. But I just had to get it out of my system. So we did get the Crown Jewel this week, Grand Poobah, Honey Bee. I'm going to start with you because I like to sing it when I can. Ooh, ladies first, ladies first. Honey Bee, what was your, just what your overall thoughts of the weekend and there on Crown Jewel?
If I were to rate it, I would give it.
Oh, save your rating. Save your rating. I didn't want to cut you off, but I had to. Save your rating. Just your thoughts that you liked it.
Okay,
you didn't like it. It was trash.
I mean, I liked it, but it was, okay, it was, it was, I like the opening match, Kevin and Randy match, Seth and Bronson match.
Mm-hmm.
The women's match were, they were real up in the air with me.
Okay.
And
okay.
I don't want to say I'm biased and said they were a little boring, but they kind of were to me. Just a little bit.
I mean,
at least the tag match was.
Your opinion.
Yeah.
Your opinion.
But at least the tag match was that, was it Liv versus Nia match was, it was pretty good. That was pretty good. I was expecting that to be mid because they're both fighting for a championship that doesn't really matter, but they're okay. Both championship matches were actually decent, especially the last one for sure.
Steve, stop the drilling, stop the madness, stop the oil. You know who the fuck Bobby Lashley is, okay? His fucking name in AEW is Bobby Lashley. So let's not act like we don't know who Bobby Lashley is. You can cut a short. You can clip this. You can have Max Headroom himself come back from the 80s to make this sound better than what it can sound. But you know his name. Say my name. Say my name. It's Bobby Lashley.
That was a Dead Sea Shell reference. I didn't understand the other one because you said something from the 80s. And I'm an 88 baby, so I have no idea what you're talking about. But carry on, sir.
YouTube Max Headroom Coca-Cola commercials. Famous, up there, he was up there with the California Raisins as far as being popular. But Grand Poobah, your thoughts just overall of Crown Jewel?
It was a fun show. I mean, there's some questionable booking that I saw in on the show, but it wasn't bad. I can't say it was a terrible show. I can't say it was the best show, but it was there, and I think they moved some stuff along. So it was fine. It was cool.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now, if I could just throw this out real quick, I just got to get this out of my system. I can already tell you this was way better than hearing about Bill Goldberg coming out of retirement, you know, because that really upset me, raised my blood pressure. But I can guarantee you that this pay-per-view did not do that to me. So absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Well, before we got, because we knew the spoilers came out last week before Crown Jewel, as it was taped in New York, because, you know, New York's that cesspool of a city that's so great that you just got to make fun of it, because that's all you can do, because they're so great, you got to make fun of them. So it came out, but I wanted to talk about it real fast. Just the one tribal chief. You know, that was like a compliment diss at the same time, right?
What do you even, you bring me on this show just so you can spit in my face? I'm going to let you know right now, you're not going to get away with that much, Mr. Knox. Knock, knocks, it's over. Now continue running your show, please.
Okay, listen, I know the Jack Packers are here and they're ready to take over. There would be no Knoxers without the Jack Pack. But just Thank a you. Second, with all due respect, this is my show. Okay, so the OTC shows up. This, first of all, I'm a heterosexual male who likes nothing but the coochie, okay? But damn it, Roman Reigns is a handsome-ass man, okay? I'll say that right there. But he comes out, Jey Uso, Jimmy Big Jim, like, yo, man, we need him. And then, listen, it came out today. You know, Dice, you posted it. I seen it before you posted it, but you posted it in our private groups, and it's all over the place. This man has outsold Roman fucking Reigns, okay? And I don't get into the numbers, but they had that shit about LA Knight. I told y'all then that was cap. We proved the facts that that was cap. So hashtag depth to dirt sheets. But this is real shit. This man out. And here's how you know. I don't necessarily need the numbers to tell me. I watch the crowd sometimes as much as I watch the action in the ring, because I wear crowd type shit that I want people to notice me on. So I noticed that, and you can see his merchandise is everywhere, and they just keep printing it. When they keep making different shirts and stuff, you can't help but be number one. But he comes out. Listen, I ain't gonna take this same shit we had before. We equals. First of all, main event. You ain't nobody's fucking equal. That is the tribal chief. Yeet. Okay, so like how Roman just did his little thing, you know, Roman ain't say shit, but yeet. That's all he said.
I feel like low key, they're gonna plant little pieces of Roman is cool for now, but deep down he's really not. He's not going. He's still gonna have his ego is gonna show up. And I thought I was wrong, but I thought it was going to show up in that match, and it didn't. Jay did it. And I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. Roman was trying to be cool. They were sharing his name and everything, so I thought he was going to tag him in, and then he didn't. I was like,
we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. This is just SmackDown. And then they throw it up. And honestly, this is the greatest image of the year to me. As a super diehard mark of this faction, the bloodline, the Usos down since day one shit, and a Roman Reigns, this is my yard, day one shit type nickel. This was great for me. Yeah. So then we get to this grand poobah.
Yes.
So I start with you. Your thoughts of the opening match, because you know we know around here between myself and as a consultant, we know Roman does one of two things on a pay-per-view, right? We do, I mean a PLE.
Right? I learned it from you guys. He's either going to open or close.
That's all he gonna do. So he opens up your take.
Oh, I did want to throw this one more thing. He's definitely gonna point up to the air and throw up the ones. I think there's three things just to throw that out there. This match was what it had to be. I was talking to a friend. I said, well, Solo Sikoa's bloodline got to go over. And he said, why? What do everyone say? Timu, Wish version of the bloodline. I said, exactly. That's the reason why they got to go over. If Roman Squad would have watched these dudes, then there's no reason for them to be having a Survivor Series match. So it was everything. Yeah. And I thought the visual of Solo pinning Roman, and I was saying that for a while, and people thought I was nuts. And you're kind of right about that. But every now and then I'm right. And I'm glad that I was right. I'm glad that they did that. And another thing, too, I saw something Jeffrey wrote in the comments. I thought this was interesting. Roman still hasn't apologized. I didn't even notice that. But I also noticed that when Roman and Jimmy came out, Jay came out by himself with that bright-ass blue shirt and everything. Color schemes wasn't. So they're on the same page, but they're not on the same page. So I thought stuff like that
Let me go back to what you
said. They're in the same book, but they're not on the same page.
Yeah,
exactly, madam.
Before you continue, Grand Poobah, because my man Sandman, what's going on, man? The Wrestling Council, good to be finally back in that group. Love those group of brothers. Has something to say. A lot of people and I say, I know he got thick fin, so I like to shout out that crew. So I mentioned it. It could be other people I can mention. But Solo is this, and Solo, I saw a stat, because you know, I'm not that smart. Let's be fair, right? I say, once I saw this shit, let me go verify it. Mm-hmm. Solo has beat 7 world champions.
Okay.
He has pent them all, from Cena.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure I say this right. Because like I told you, what's my shit? I took it from somebody else, right? So, sure. But I did fact check it. Okay, so it was Cena, KO, Roman now, Cena, Mysterio, Cody, and Sheamus. All world champions. So when people say Solo ain't doing it, Solo's out here doing it. And the shit he's learned from Roman and Paul, you can see in the ring, I think it's just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Okay, all the way. Go ahead. Continue with that, Grand Poobah, if you want to, on this match.
Oh yeah, no, I think that's pretty much all it is. But this match was what it had to be, and they're gonna. I didn't think Sammy was gonna be out there, so when he did show up, I said, "Oh, I guess he's gonna be out there." And they're already setting up that storyline for Survivor Series. So yeah, I thought the match was what it had to be. It was good, and it was cool to see the Usos back together.
Go ahead, Matt. That was good to see. I wasn't expecting Sammy to come out. Mm. I don't know why. I really thought they was really just going to beat them up, and it was going to be one of them. Mm-hmm. Jay is going to be put on the shelf for a little bit. They're going to take him out. Like, I was not expecting to see Sammy. So to see him and to see how this is going, are we really going to think that he's going to join the Bloodline?
Who, Sammy? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, here's the beautiful thing about wrestling. You remember last week's show, Honey Bee? Oh, you know, you're down there now. we only have one life to live, right?
True.
And again, as critical and as copycatish as I think Triple H has been, shit, there it is, to that man right there, okay? he still has the WWE machine behind him. And I personally thought the way that he told the story was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. And I say him, I know, because he's still executive producer of the match, although whoever, did the match, right? But this is how you know they're not together. All that shit on SmackDown, they come out separate, right? The Usos, the greatest tag team in WWE history. The greatest tag team in WWE history.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
The Usos.
The greatest.
No, see, now you did it. You did it. Everybody knows it's coming. It's his fault, y'all. Just blame him.
Charlotte Flair is the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
You know, not for nothing, Mike. Every time you play that, it just takes me back to that year's WrestleMania we went to. Because it just brings me all the way back. Because I know that's when you did it.
Every time I say this, but I do it too, Belty. So you already know. And for those who don't understand and don't believe that, you're stupid.
Because you're stupid.
Point blank. Okay, she's the greatest. But Uso's getting their party on.
Yep.
But Solo doing his thing. Jacob Fatu. I know people have said it's too much too soon. Who cares? It's wrestling. It is a lot real fast. Pause. You know what I mean? He is doing in that square circle is it's Blue Chew. It's taking over the nation. Okay. Yeah. Honey packs. You know what I mean? It's just, you gotta get your one. Okay. And then just they beat him, like you said. They had to beat him.
Yeah.
They had to be the ones to beat the Bloodline. Standing over top of them. I just talked about another image on SmackDown. This is an image of his Bloodline standing over Roman, and then the Sami Zayn. And I say this, and again, I said this in one of the commercials we just did. I'm a Sami Zayn mark. This is the best look for Sami Zayn to me. Like, not the t-shirt, but this is the first time I actually saw Sami Zayn look tough to me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the first time I saw him look tough to me.
And that's why I feel like he might not join Roman. He might do a reverse and go to Solo.
Might turn
might
on
go
him.
To Solo.
That's not Sammy. That's not Sammy. That's Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
But that's Sammy. True. So I have to think it's gonna just go deeper. Let's get to it. through all this, we saw this. He tricks them. They go to fighting. This was a mistake.
That wasn't a mistake.
It wasn't on purpose. The same as Orton and Kevin Owens was. It was a mistake. And mm-hmm. this is when he steps in between, because I said, whose side is Jey Uso on? I'm going to start with you, Honey Bee. Whose side do you think he chooses? Because I think he goes to the family. I think the family understands he's an Uso. He's an you got the shirt on. Is he on the island of relevancy or not?
No, he going to choose family for sure, but he knows for a fact he was saying it. He was like, that was an accident. Like, it was an accident. That was bad timing. Horrible timing. That's all it was. I don't think he's going to switch. I don't see the need for him to go and side with Sammy. But at the same time, he still don't trust Roman right now because he has yet to apologize. I think he didn't need to apologize. Once he do that.
But that was some bullshit in that match, though, where he wouldn't tag him in a crowd with Shannon for Roman to come in. That was done on purpose. Yeah.
It was. And that's why I'm like, I really thought Roman was going to be the one to be on some bullshit.
It was cold that night, Willie. That's all. Mine's bigger than yours. You know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, because he said I'm an equal. But let's be real, Jay. Main event. There is no main event, Uso. There is no main event. All you fans can eat. And guess what? I'm going to say it because honestly, I'm going to be real with you. I like when I'm fucking wrong. He's better than Jimmy. And that fucking pains me to fucking say it. What I've seen the last 3 weeks, fuck you, Dice backstage, pause. Okay? No. That man, he is. Okay, but there is no main event Uso without Roman Reigns.
That's true.
Roman, this is not his shirt says OTC. Doesn't say equal. I don't drink coffee, so I don't think if I did, when I do drink coffee, I don't want equal in that motherfucker. I want some carnation. You know what I mean? Give me some of them honey, honeydews.
As over as he is, do you think that he will be a world champion? I do not. As big as
still not. He still will not be. He still will not be.
They might,
they
might give him the Kofi Kingston treatment.
Who are we talking about, Jay? No.
Jay. Talking about Jay.
No.
Why
am I getting interrupted?
I don't know. Go ahead. It's the crew. This is what happens when you come in the barbershop. Anything, everybody's off limits in the barbershop. You got to get in and fit in where you want to in the barbershop, okay? Or we got one rule around here. Now, go ahead.
No, I have nothing to say. I'm just interested that you're in the barbershop.
Well, you know what he got to say.
Hey, this is Matthew Riddle, the King of Bros, and you're listening to the Mike Knox Show on Unpopular Review, bro.
Like, share, subscribe. Feel free to donate via Cash App if you want to at Real Mike Knox. That's three X's though. Dice only two on there. For proceeds to help us, we got to get things better and moving around here. Plus, we need more belts and more chalk line. Okay, so go ahead with that. But okay, let's get past this match. We got to go up against the break right here if we can. And we got right here to the female match. All right, and I'm gonna set it up for y'all. Let's just be real. These costumes. Listen, Damage Control. Damage Control is that group. They just, I gotta give them more respect to what they deserve. Mm-hmm. They're just fire on every level.
I can't wait for Oscar to come back.
I don't want to say this to the executive consultant backstage, but damn it, I saw it in this episode. I'm sorry, Dice. I like when they go to Saudi Arabia, boy. When they go to Saudi Arabia, these costumes look amazing. These fits are spinning.
Oh, no. I said it in the chat. I said, listen, the best thing about Saudi is them bodysuits.
Listen, the best thing about Saudi. But, you know, I was rubbing bellies for baby Logan, so I didn't see nothing in the chat. So, but, yeah, I came back and I saw this. I watched it. I watched it twice and passed out twice at the baby shower. On the after baby shower, because they just had me. I'm too old. And so I woke up, watched it last night after the Eagles whooped that ass. Go Birds. Sorry, Dallas. Y'all fucking suck. Not my words. Your quarterback Dakota said it. And this is just, I'm with this. Yes, absolutely, Elvis. Rest in peace to Chicago's greatest one, Quincy Jones. You put a move on all of our hearts. That's for sure. And Chelsea Green, my daughter, really already misses Samantha Irving. That's why I made that commercial, because I like trolling my kids. So that's why I was that toward her. But look at this. BGM, you think I'm going to ever go an episode? If Dice got the hashtag, I love Pamela Martinez. I love me some BGM, okay?
I know, this is hurt.
I love me some BGM. I don't know what that is. Oh, it's pretty much the CEO dance, which is trash because she's not the CEO.
But am I making it rain? Is this spirit fingers? I don't know what I'm doing.
So you're pretty much taking your hands.
Do I have some kind of anxiety with my fingers?
No, you glide like so, like jazz hands, but all over your body.
Okay, so jazz with okay.
Jazz hands.
I just thought jazz I had major. Hands. I just thought I had major anxiety in my fingers, but okay.
No, but these girls came out looking scrumptious.
I'm sorry to do this, but again, I don't know if you saw top five, but there was a little joke here, and so Mercedes Moné comes up with this, right? You know,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't call it the BGM.
No,
we
I
call
don't.
It the wet and wavy. Wet and wavy. But you know, the irony is she can't have wet and wavy hair because she wears too many wigs. They get knotty.
Well, I don't know who calls it the wet and wavy. I've been calling the BGM dance the first time I saw this. I took it from her.
Wet and wavy. Sweating.
No, it's the BGM. You can't take the BGM from the BGM. That's like me taking your hashtag Pamela Martin. I'm not going to do that to you. Get out of here. You can't.
Don't you twit my emotions.
Don't you twit my fucking BGM. Shit. Black girl magic on the screen. Shit. Moving on. I stay here all day. Just go ahead and stop. I'll look at them. Yeah, okay. All right. Moving on. Okay.
It was all over the ring. Everywhere. But it was just confetti.
This
everywhere.
Match was not the greatest match. And I tried to give it so much luster beforehand, honeybees. That's how I was trying to sauce it up. But you like just get through it already, Mike. So I will. Like, listen, they just look good. That's all.
Okay, that's all
everybody just looked good in it. I did like this spot. I thought it was funny that she went to all three rungs. Shout out to, let's just give credit to where they're due first. Alicia Fox did it first. And then my girl Mella, because Mella is money, did it second. And now Chelsea Green. She's getting up there, yo. Chelsea Green, you know, she's a beast of what you do. But I just thought this sequence was great. But your winners, still tag team champions, Black Girl motherfucking magic. Honey B, your thoughts on this match?
Like I said, it was hit or miss for me. I was like, eh. I kind of knew they were going to retain. So it was more so just the different spots and how they were going to entertain the crowd. Because at the end of the day, they're in Saudi. I don't think most of everybody is there for them, really.
Seven matches.
Besides.
They normally have five matches on their pay-per-views. And I thought having seven, I enjoyed. I'm not going to get my grade yet, but I highly enjoyed what I saw. Not live. So when the chat got back to me saying they wish that it went live, I would just say this. I agree with you. If I had been home watching this on Saturday, I would have wanted to go live up against any other competition show because they couldn't have measured up. Okay? But truth be told, I waited until the next day because then it came out there raw and got some skank hoe with herpes and syphilis pregnant. That's why we take our time around here. We make sure they're worthy. Carrie Hilson type shit. Beyonce type shit. We put on
condoms.
Don't
be throwing Carrie Hilson in the world.
Have you seen
the
popsicle? No. Carrie Hilson's an all-time great. She's an all-time great.
Wait, what the hell is
happening?
Don't throw her in this.
Throw her in what? I'm saying unless you got a Carrie Hilson, you don't go raw. She's a nutter.
Okay. I was going to say.
Okay, yeah, no. Carrie's a nutter. Carrie's a nutter. That's someone you would nut in. Okay, get her pregnant. Okay. So, real fast, you got up against commercial. So, your take on this match, Grand Poobah.
I don't know if I can follow up. All I'm hearing about something about getting nutted in and all that stuff. But this match, look at you giggling at that. That makes you laugh, Mike. Look at him. Look at him laughing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just your take, buddy. I'm
what is this circus? Mike, how dare you?
The barbershop, baby.
I'm glad to know that. Just real quick, it was fun. I thought it picked up eventually at the end. I thought Chelsea was the star of this match. She I did like the spot where what's her name? Piper Niven. She was going for, I guess it was Jade, and it was Chelsea that got it, and she stole that like hell. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of fun. I didn't hate the match. I can understand, was it the match of the night? But I thought it was fun. I thought there was spots where it picked up.
That's me with it. It was a shit. It was like,
I don't want to talk about shit.
No, but how many times have you, like, say, go back to, like, the like food fight matches and stuff like that, where it's like stupidly, foolishly good. That's how I felt about this match. Like it was corny. They made a lot of mistakes and that, but I thought it was entertaining. for all of it with that, with his worth. So up against the break right now, guys, make sure you guys go to our Spotify. Make sure you go to our Patreon. Make sure you go to Unpopular Review Wrestling and Entertainment. We got something for everybody around here, including all demographics. Like, I know I curse a lot, but it's okay. At the 30-minute mark, you can pause it and play something for your kids. Speaking about kids, here go my baby girl, my second.
Girl. Thank you.
What?
Welcome to Wondering About WWE. I'm Michaela, and we are just wondering about WWE Crown Jewel. We're going to start this off and say I was not excited for Crown Jewel. I didn't think it was going to be a good pay-per-view. I didn't think it was going to be as good as it really was. I wasn't really that excited for it. I don't like the champion. I don't like the Crown Jewel championships. I think it's the most ugly championship I've seen in a while. And I wasn't excited for the pay-per-view. But I did really like Crown Jewel. We're starting off with Solo, Team Bloodline versus Roman Reigns. Jimmy Uso, and Jey Uso. Let's just start off and say good job on Solo for pinning Roman. Good job on him. I personally like the match. And I like how they went first because they were not going to main event, but Roman either kicks off pay-per-views or main events pay-per-views, and he still kicked off the pay-per-view. But I think overall it was a good match. I think I did want Roman to win, but I'm not surprised they didn't win. It's just not their time yet. But, and then they almost jumped to Jay, and then Sammy came out, and then they were all going to jump Solo, but then Sammy accidentally hits Roman with a hell of a kick. Or a haluva kick. So, and then they just miscommunication between Sammy. I thought Sammy was going to help Solo. I think a lot of people saw Sammy was going to help Solo, but he didn't, and that sucks. We're just doing my favorite matches, so let's go over to Bianca and Jade. I don't really talk about the woman here, but Bianca and Jade are like my favorite people. Naomi is still my favorite wrestler. She will always be my favorite wrestler. I don't care what anyone says. But I do still really love Bianca and Jade. Bianca is the second, but I swear, Naomi is my favorite wrestler, and I'll take that to my grave. I thought it was a good match, and I'm so happy they retained, because if they didn't retain, I would have not talked about Crown Jewel. We talked about Monday Night Raw and SmackDown. If they didn't retain, Crown Jewel would have been an F. Went from an S tier to an F tier. But they retained, and that's all that matters. Then we have Liv and Nia Jax. So at the start, you can hear the commentators, if you're watching from home, you can hear them say, this championship's really important to Liv to prove that she doesn't need Rhea to, like, put the title away, that she doesn't need anyone to win her title, but she needed Raquel and Dominic to retain. So she didn't really prove anything at all. And then we have the Randy and Kevin Owens no contest. It was barely a match, but I really liked it. I just love the brutality, and I can't wait. I think they're on Raw or SmackDown. Either way, I cannot wait to see what happens next with them. I really wanted it to be a real match, though, but it wasn't. And then the main event, Cody versus Gunther. Cody pinned Gunther. Let's just start off with that. Gunther has only been pinned once or twice. Twice if we count Cody. So the fact that Cody pinned him was already good at all. And the way, and just the match itself, I really liked the match. And the way he won, he held up the title, how Triple H came in the ring to congratulate them. You can see at the end how Cody lowers the title first, because I know that is heavy. I don't like the title at all. But I think Crown Jewel was an amazing pay-per-view. I cannot wait for Monday Night Raw and SmackDown. And I don't even know how to do it. I can't talk about it all here like this. So let's go back over to the real OTC. The Tribal Chief. The one and only. Go back over.
Oh, baby girl. Good job, girl. I'll tell you. I love you. People, I don't ask her what she does. I don't watch her video till it comes here. I'm just glad that I've birthed and given knowledge to an intelligent wrestling fan like Michaela Wonders. Make sure you guys follow my page.
I just want to raise my hand. You didn't give birth.
Oh, good point. I planted the seed.
There you go. I just wanted to make, because I just had the visual of you giving birth, and it just.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. I actually peeped over the curtain, and they tell you not to, and. Okay. All right. Okay. Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. First of all, Kevin Owens is fucking goated. I don't care what you guys think, who you're out there watching, or why you're watching wrestling. It doesn't make any sense. This man came out with the Cowboy Bob Orton shirt on. Okay. This great is goated. Okay. Yep. Not like the New York Yankees. He's actually goated. And then Randy, Daddy Bot Randy comes out. And this match just doesn't become a match, right? So I like Triple H's story in this, where we know what happened on SmackDown. Is Triple H going to get into an on-screen role? We don't know, right? That's still there, right? Because the way he came out there, that's kind of on-screen. Like, I'm trying to protect him, you from him, kind of a thing. But Randy's like, you know how we do it. We get him in a ring, Hunter. That's what we do. And just ass-kicking of a no-contest matches. Ass-kicking. Both parties just – this is just a good old time, okay? I'm going to say this, AEW fans, and sometimes you got to draw the line. And I try not to make fun of them, Dice. You know I don't. Y'all can't do this shit. Certain things, it's about the production and the talent, not just what they do in the squared circle. It's literally telling the story. I'm going to say it to the day I die. Hashtag wrestling is storyline. If you get people invested, they've done this in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks. Come on. Fix some of your product over there. This was just absolutely when he stuns the referee. this match was just everything to me. I'm gonna start with you, Grand Poobah. Your takes on this match, man.
It was just a great brawl. I can't sit here and say 5 stars at the Tokyo Dome. I can just sit here and say they brawled, they kicked ass, and I thought it was what it had to be. Like, I was interested in seeing where this would go. We have a poll in our chat, and I don't think anyone had the idea of. There would be no contest. What's his name? Adam Pearce should mind his business. I don't know why he was out there. And
it didn't make any sense.
No, it didn't make any sense. And one thing about KO, he's gonna climb off something and he's gonna fucking jump off something. So I'm for
he
it.
He is
so.
The modern day Shane McMahon.
He is. That's an interesting point. That's
my
interesting.
Man Corey here. No, Corey, you can't be disappointed in that match, man, because I'm going to say something now that I was going to save for later. I have tried to, for 14 years, say something about professional wrestling, not just to give myself a Barry Horowitz, right? Because, again, I said earlier in the show, I like when I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Certain people winning, wins and losses in wrestling does not matter unless it's with certain people who need the victory.
I can agree to that because I think it depends on the situation.
It depends on the situation.
I agree to that.
This match didn't need to have a winner or a loser because Randy's Randy, and I get he's a Hall of Famer, and he's an all-time great, but Kevin Owens is a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Won't say he's an all-time great just yet. He's an all-time favorite for some people, including myself, but that's what I think that stands, though, with that. I thought that this was just a very good, fun time. You have something else to add to that? Poobah, before we go to Honeybee?
Oh, no, I'm done.
Okay.
Honeybee? Oh, no, I'm going to say the same thing he was saying. It was a good match to me. I thought it was fun. I like the broad matches they've been doing with certain people. Like, they're going back to it's slight attitude era type deal. Like, we just finna go out there and just fuck some shit up. That's it. We don't even care about the bell ringing. Just when we go out there, look at me and start swinging, you know, on site type deal. I don't even listen to the ring. So, no, it was good. I thought it was fun. I expected it much to. I thought it was going to end in no DQ. That's what that was. Me.
Okay.
Like if it did, you know, if the bell did ring, it'd be a no. There's no DQ. But with it not even ringing, it was like, oh, okay, it was going to be what it was anyway.
This was kind of on par on what you was thinking then, in a lot of ways. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm like, I thought it was going to be no DQ. Like they need to just fight. That's what Randy wants to do, and Kevin is on the same. Don't no regular one-on-one. Make it just a.
Street fight.
A street fight. Exactly. Yeah. I thought they were going to make it a street fight. So maybe we'll get one. I don't know. Maybe
it was a street fight. That's why I was in it. That's right. Technically, it went off of them both just laying there. Right. Oh, yeah. So this is even if this is a last man standing, they both got counted out. Right. Mm-hmm. And for the benefit of those with flash photography, look at me. But no, seriously, for the benefit of understand that we've been bitching and complaining about five matches, we got seven matches, but not really, but it took up time like a match.
Yeah.
This was a brilliant book show to me. It just really, it flowed so well to me. And then I set you up for the layup, and I on the other end, hopefully, I wouldn't have to have somebody as awesome as half-man, half-amazing Vince Carter. One of you two caught this alley-oop. They're so good, but I say certain wins matter. And certain ones do not matter in professional wrestling. And I got to say this to Seth freaking Rollins. He did not
need
to win.
Thank you.
No, he didn't need to win. I really thought Bronson was going to take this one. I thought that's what they were going to do.
No, I don't want to hear that crowd. That crowd and their fake ass decimals, because now them shit is fake, right? There was one part where they were like cheering. You could clearly hear the crowd stop cheering, but the numbers stayed the same. Stop putting that shit up. No. You already ruined it. That shit makes no sense. Stop it. Sit.
I agree. Seth didn't need to win this one. I thought Bronson, being how he was on this rampage of just whooping ass again with all these brawl matches, they should have definitely had a sanctioned brawl match, and Bronson should have won. He should have won.
They had an outing from last month. I didn't mean to cut you off, Mike, but they had an outing. Fine. Yes, I am. Thank you. But they had out on
UPR's ass right there, people. Shining, 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 shining. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Micah. And I have to compliment you right back. You have the prettiest eyes of all of UPR. So, but there we go.
That's my best friend, by the way. Shout out to Tom there.
Oh, I would love a 3 stages of hell. Hell yeah, Tom.
Good job, Tom. They had an outing on Monday that Bronson would Death Valley Driver this man through a car or something like that. And I hated that the first few seconds of the match, Bronson hits the big splash and then he moves. Now I'll sit here and say this. I do think they did a great job protecting Bronson, that it took 3 curb stomps to make him still look strong. So I do give him that. But I still sit here and say Seth did not need that win at all. It just bugged me a lot that he got that win. Because Rollins is the made. I'm sorry. Rollins is the made man. And my fear is that Bronson lose, and then he goes sliding down the card when he'd been building up a lot of momentum. And that's just that's just disservice to him.
Listen, that is the Big Pop podcast right here's own the Grand Poobah. And I 100% agree with what you're saying. And when I wasn't cutting you off in a negative way. I was going to just jump in there like some, double dutch.
I know that, right?
Sometimes, I get my man Corey, and I appreciate your comment. Figuring someone's going to win, and I say when it comes to the Saudi trips, they're paying for it. They're paying for the stars. They're not paying for who should win or lose.
Mm-hmm.
Necessary, you know what I mean? That's how I feel, right? And Seth is Seth freaking Rollins, like you just said, he's a made man.
Yeah.
For all of y'all who said that Seth should win, are you forgetting?
That's not me, by the way.
This is his first match since returning from injury.
Mm-hmm.
So why would Bronson need the W? Because Seth has already set up in a backstage interview that he's trying to get back on track starting tonight, but he knows that him and Bronson aren't done. You don't get rid of a man like Bronson Reed. So I think he already planted the seeds. And in this sense, I don't think a loss to a future Hall of Famer in Seth Rollins hurts Bronson Reed, because he's built himself up. He's been the strongest force. Raw, SmackDown, he's been the strongest force. So
Give me one second, honey, B. I'm sorry, sweetheart. No. Because in some cases, 100% what you're saying is accurate. Doesn't hurt who it is, how it was done. Same thing, Grand Poobah said, right? Because it took this and it took that. In certain cases, to make that person actually viable, what you don't want to have on your hands is a Street Profits. We already know what those words are being said. What we don't want on our hands is a Dolph Ziggler. Let's continue to go to, what we don't want is those guys that continue to shall I say, be the one we say is that next guy. What they almost did with LA Knight and kind of did with LA Knight, because, you know, man, you both on the same page in there, on the same beat, one band, one sound. Once he went against the Miz, he ain't been the fucking same since. No matter how great the shit was at Roman. Okay? So, no. Bronson Reed should have won this match for all intents and purposes because Seth ain't wrestled in a while. You had everything. You had, hold on. You had everything working for him to win, to win. So for me, and of course, I'm a wrestling fan. I'm going to say it again. Bronson Reed over Big Van Vader. And I've been watching wrestling longer than 60% of you guys watching this
show. What about Bam Bam Bigelow?
Bam Bam Bigelow's ECW career puts him over, still over all of them, as the biggest, best pick man for me, in fairness. Okay? Because that ECW run, that storyline with him and Taz does not get the credit it should get, especially with somebody like myself who has a very big mouth. Okay, that is one of the all-time greatest rivalries that no one speaks about. It's Bam. Yeah, you know. Thank you. Let's not make that Doug guy that ain't nappy because he got a, you know, I like the landing strip. Like, phew, you know what I'm saying? So cool. But anywho, we got ladies on the program. But no, he needed to win this match. He lost this match. Bullshit. But yes, they made him look strong and everything else. Honey B, go ahead.
Well, just real quick, when Bronson originally beat up Seth and he went to the hospital, he was bleeding, all that, that should have really tied into all of this. When Seth came back and he curb stomped him to have him lose against Braun, that was because Seth was there. I feel like Bronson was going to win that match. So now we get to a big PLE and you have him lose to Seth. It's like, no, he's still a big man. I'm going to do what I did to you a few months ago again. Like, that's that's how I feel about it. If you're going to book a big man, make him a big man and stop having him lose to some of the little guys sometimes. Seth has been good for years. So he'll be okay if he takes a loss. Like, I feel like Bronson really should have definitely won this one.
And that's where I was with it as well on that one. But again, I thought the match was really good. And I'm going to say this, as much as I am, and I say it all the time, listen, you can love me or leave me alone. Okay, if you don't like it, listen anyway. This is who I am. I keep it honest. I keep it real. No one pays me. It's probably why I ain't been put on WWE. I know I'm better than Byron Saxton and everybody else.
Who are you rooting for tonight?
Ooh.
I'm rooting for everybody black. I am.
Now I'm always going to hold that stance. Okay, so with that being said, okay, they can be these culture vultures all they want to between Michael Cole, okay, and Corey Graves. But for once, it wasn't too cringy for me to hear it this time around. It felt natural, more natural with them saying, oh, the MF Doom reference and things like that. They don't need. Sometimes they overthrow the hip hop and it becomes very annoying to me and insulting to me. And so because of that,
this was in their ear.
Yeah, you know, so, but yeah. Okay.
This was where Triple H is sitting right now. That was Vince. So I'm pretty sure.
Good point. Good point.
Probably told them to say this and they just repeated the whiteness that he was saying. Say it like this because, you know, it's for the blacks. They want to hear it.
In that case. Let's knock the whiteness out of people, y'all. Let me see y'all go vote tomorrow, except for you wrestling fans who I know are supporters of the red team, okay? Red's my favorite color, but not tomorrow, y'all. Not tomorrow. If that man wins, we're all fucked, okay? Yeah. Wrestling fans for Harris, all right? I'm going to say it to that punch, all right? We're almost up against the break here in the second half hour here. Let's go ahead and move on. Then we get to this match, and I'm going to be just real quick with this one, right? I knew LA Knight was going to win.
Yeah.
This is the first time. If you look at last week's prediction show, one of the matches we didn't have on there was because at that time wasn't announced, the Bloodline versus the Bloodline. Okay, I'm not going to – I hate how to even have it advertised, the Bloodline versus Roman versus the Usos. Mm-hmm. No, it's the Bloodline versus the Bloodline. Okay. Yeah. I didn't like that, but this was a match that was made to make LA Knight back over.
Yeah.
And that's actually why it was good. Where did it go, Jeffrey? Why it was good. But the crowd, he's over. You know what I mean? He's over. You know, not like he should be, but these guys made him look really, really good. Okay? You have two very good athletes. And again, I'm going to say it. I was wrong about Carmelo Hayes. I am not a fan of little guys in the wrestling ring. It does not look believable to me. I'm sorry. What Adam Cole felt to be large in NXT, he feels to be very tiny. And someone who works at, like, I don't know, Pet Boys to me on AEW. He's lost so much weight. Adam Cole, Bay Bay. It's like, Adam Cole, what the fuck, eh? Okay.
Was that in your back pocket?
No, I don't know where the fuck that came from. That was off the top. I'm not a rapper, okay? I have no rhymes, so I didn't rhyme, okay? But Carmelo Hayes is that man. And it's like, what Adam Cole could have been is now we see in Carmelo Hayes. It's like, that maybe it's like this to me. Even when we think they dropped the ball, they got so many other people to, you fucked up? We got us one. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And I miss with Hayes. But, man, Carmelo Hayes can't miss. Like, he makes everything look good in a squared circle.
He's real crisp with what he does. Very. You know, I like the question Corey asks. When is Hayes going to get the title? I don't have an exact date, but I do still have fit. My thought is he's going to be the one to take the title off of LA Knight in a one-on-one situation. I just don't have a time period, though.
But now would be the question, if this should be the end of it. They had their Best of Seven, and they had this triple threat. Where do they go from here?
Well, they never finished that game seven because LA Knight, match seven, they never finished it because LA Knight. So I think they can run that back, and the winner could go against them. And for me, I would put Melo over.
It has to be Melo, but it would have to. You know that you know who is looming around the corner. And on her way back to, you know, civilization, you know, and we know that you have to make sure you keep people very happy around here. So
tell me when I'm telling lies.
I'm a fan of being happy.
When I'm telling lies.
Wait.
Charlotte Flair is all I'm saying. She's on her way back.
Okay. I was wondering who we're talking about here. I'm a Charlotte Flair fan. I ain't going to lie to you.
Oh, Charlotte Flair is the greatest female wrestler of all time.
Been missing her, quite frankly. Now, do I want her to get a title when she comes back?
And she's not my favorite. I want people to understand that.
No.
She's not my favorite, but she's still the greatest of all time.
She is. I do not want her to get a title, but I would love to see her going against Rhea again. I would love to see her in Nia. I would love to see her in Bianca. I would love to see her.
Bianca, definitely.
It's a few people we need to see before she even thinks about the title, but I know that's what she's going to go for.
Of course.
I already know that's what she's going to go for.
What she say last time? I am the line.
I am the line. It's like, I know, but still, like,
That's why I love her so freaking
much. Do you think it was something we got Becky back the same time, too? But I don't know if Becky's coming back.
You're listening to The Soul and Sports with Mike Knox and the crew. Olé!
He was just walking in the barbershop trying to sell pillows and Asiatic pillows. Charlotte Flair is overrated. No, your shoe size, which is a 7, is overrated.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that's
the fuck out of here. But people don't understand is there's Jeffrey Jordan, not a star. There is Bronny James, not a star.
Not.
It is the most hardest thing in the world to be the child of the greatest, or considered one of the greatest of all time, and live up to the hype. It is the most hard. LeBron James gets the credit for Mike Knox because to live up to that, just go Google Felipe Lopez. Before there was LeBron James, there was Felipe Lopez. Okay? No. Charlotte Flair lived up to the hype. It doesn't matter to say, well, she was written this way. Wrestling is written this way. You got to know when they give it to you, it got to stick.
Exactly.
Okay? Okay, exactly. It has to stick.
Pause.
Thank you. Now, moving on. We get to this.
How am I morphing into all these people right here? Did I become Mystique? I might be a tree next. I don't even know what's going on. I'm getting sick of all this morphing. Mike, what's all this morphing going on here?
I'm not a man. I'm a horse.
One more time. I'm sorry, Jack. I just got to do this before you start it. Love the curls. Need the curls. Can't do anything without the curls. I just want the curls. We got the curls.
All right. Speaking of curls, there they are right there. First of all, I've never seen a Chucky doll that looks so attractive. And that is Liv Morgan. She's like a little ass Chucky doll.
Can you not?
Nia Jax just scares me. Okay? And baby girl, I love you. And everybody else who thinks this title is ugly, guess what? It is an ugly title. But you know what? Do you see all the diamonds in that motherfucker? Okay? It does. It's so exclusive. They can't even have the fucking title. They're going to put it in a vault to next year, and they get a Super Bowl ring. So, again, they copy AEW again. So now we got somebody's going to be the new MJF here and have a ring on their finger, make the ring more important. But look at it. It's just sitting like all them damn diamonds. But anyway, Nia Jax, I'm going to say this again, should never lose to any of these girls ever.
Oh.
Rhea Ripley should beat her. Last Bianca. Legend could maybe in the future could beat
maybe.
Her.
Bianca. Bianca.
Yes. Yeah.
I would give Raquel Rodriguez. I would even give Piper Niven.
Yeah.
Because she looks like she can hurt her.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than that, these little girls, I love Liv Morgan. I know I used to call her Mid Morgan. I ran that shit for about 2 months. I was completely wrong again. Okay, so that's the thing, wrestling fans. When you're wrong, just say this shit. It's okay. It's okay to be wrong. It's just comedy. It's just only entertainment. Okay, but look at this girl. She's pathetic against her. Just getting her ass beat. Little DDTs here and there, and then here come this little Barbie fake child coming out of here. With her, I'm surprised that then fell off. You ever see? I'm gonna get you, sucker. I just got a commercial about that, Dice. Oh God, I'm so glad you're on it. You're not 12 inches. This ain't my ass. Oh my God. This ain't my hair either. Not my eyelashes. Not my tits. This ain't even my leg. You know? So Timmy don't comes out.
After you.
And come on. Just look at it. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead, Honey Bee, and speak on this match, man. Because
first of all, I want that dang on briefcase. Out of all briefcases,
I still want that damn briefcase for my daughter, too.
Fan, but that is the prettiest briefcase. I'm so glad they did that. That's one. Two, fine. I like this match. I thought it was pretty good. I wasn't expecting Liv to win, though. I really thought Nia was going to come out on top with this one. But it was still a fun match to watch. It was... They're holding on to the Money in the Bank briefcase for the women because of, I feel like, if she cashes in on Nia, it's probably going to be a three Royal Rumble. I feel like they might let her hold on to it for a little while. They're going to hold at least for a little while. I don't see them just, because they would have done it by now. And they've been
Tiffy's teasing time is not, it's going to come to an end when she goes against Nia.
Oh, yeah. And that will probably be at the Royal Rumble. I said she cashes in and still loses.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you on that one. So, your take, Grand Poobah, Grand Slam champion.
I mean, it was a match. I mean, it was kind of overbooked for me, but
What's overbooked?
What's overbooked? It was the match. I mean, there was a lot going on. Raquel came out. Tiffany came out. I thought it was a bit much for me. So yeah, it was a little overbooked. Not WCW 2000. Huh?
You knew that was coming.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All that stuff you knew was that was all interesting. I thought about the story.
Right. I'm just saying it just seemed overbooked. Is that okay, Mike? You just said, like, hey, Russell, fans are allowed to say. I'm just saying, low overbooked.
Don't you start that
for me.
You better put your big boy pants on.
Well,
okay.
I'm not wearing any pants.
I feel like you could say overbooked if it was like if everybody was banned from ringside or something like that. But if it was a regular match, you kind of expect them to show up. At least.
Right.
Throughout the match, but I get what you're saying. It was all over the place.
Well, I mean, and when I say overbook, because I think that word could be, you think of maybe WCW 2000 overbook. No, it wasn't like that.
Nah.
Swerve, bro. No, it wasn't that. There was just a lot going on here. Maybe it was just too much pieces going on and my head hurt. Because when there's a lot of things going on, I start to get overwhelmed.
Oh, okay. Well. I feel like WWE is overwhelming.
I'm up against
everything
the break
is overwhelming.
Right now. I'm up against the break right now, so we're gonna take a pause and the story right now. We're going to come back, get you ready for the week in wrestling history with King Von Jr. wearing that whack-ass Los Angeles Lake Dodgers hat backstage, knowing his ass is from the DMV, but he's still a Cowboys fan, and they know what his own quarterback said, don't y'all? We fucking suck. We'll be right back, y'all.
Welcome to the SmackDown Penitentiary.
And you see, Cap knows what I'm talking about. We see how you go. Go ahead. Take control of your show. But can we not objectify when?
Anyway.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
You're a true New Yorker. Disrespectful.
This is not, first of all, that is not what we do here on the penitentiary. I'm not objectifying women because I've said nothing offensive. Ladies in the chat, did I say anything offensive about any female on our screen? I have not. I have complimented. I have acknowledged. And I'm over here celebrating. That's what we do here. Like, we acknowledge Bailey every single week. Every single week, we acknowledge Bailey. This is our staple. This is why people love the SmackDown Penitentiary. This is why the Penitentiary is better than a Raw review. They love the segments. They love the conversation. And all of a sudden, here you come. Just a second. Your Honor, just a second. No! What are you talking about? This is what we do over here in the Penitentiary. This is what separates us. This is why we are the premier show on UPR. This is why we're the fastest rising show. Because of this conversation. Not a bunch of just a seconds. All right, moving on.
And you got a co-sign. Look.
DC is a trip. George is better than Dave Meltzer. Nah, Z just celebrating them. And I've never been offended by anything you said, Dice, Thirsty Thursday. Well, you're just as bad, right?
Wow.
You might be the worst. You know what I'm saying? There's the Queen of Hearts. There's the Queen of Spades. There's the Queen of Ring. And there's just the Queen of Hateration. And that's you, Barbar. You are the queen. You're the biggest female hater I've ever met in my life. And I've met someone.
Wow. Okay?
Biggest female.
Yo, it's crime time.
EST.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man, NWO. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is King Von Jr. of the Victorious Ones Podcast and Perfect Plex Talk Radio, here to give you the week in wrestling history. Also, please make sure to go and vote. But anyway, of course, on November 4th, 1988, Roddy Piper, Roddy Piper was the star of the movie They Live, which was released in theaters, directed by legendary director John Carpenter. And so, of course, it was considered one of the classics of the horror genre of the 80s. And, so, of course, like I said, that was when They Live came out. As far as November 4th, 1996, of course, that episode of Monday Night Raw was, that was when Rocky Maivia made his televised debut by getting involved in a brawl between Goldust and the Stalker, also known as Mid Barry Windham. But anyway, that was also the other episode where Pillman's got a gun, where Brian Pillman pulled the 9mm on Austin, and of course that's when the cameras went off, the cops episode of Raw. But of course, the week later Vince apologized. But anyway, of course, on the same day in 2002, after his short stint as Deacon Batista. Batista destroyed Justin Credible in just 85 seconds. November 5th, 1994, ECW presented November to Remember. And of course, we saw the Sandman turn heel, as he attacked Tommy Dreamer. And of course, that's when he got his new client, which was, of course, a woman. And of course, Public Enemy defeated Mick Foley and Mikey Whipwreck to win their second ECW tag titles. On, same day in 2006, Cyber Sunday took place. And in the main event, we saw King Booker defeat John Cena and the Big Show in a triple threat match, champion versus champion versus champion match. And of course, on November 6, 1994, of course, the groundbreaking World's Collide pay-per-view took place. And that was most famous for when, when we saw El Hijo del Santo and Octagon defeat Los Gringos Loco, Eddie Guerrero, and Art Barr in a 2-hour, 3 falls match. And of course, at ECW taping in New York, in 1998, the Dudley Boys won their fifth ECW tag championships by defeating Balls Mahoney and Masato Tanaka. November 7th, 1985, WWF presented the Wrestling Classic from the Rosemont Horizon, Rosemont, Illinois. And of course, Macho Man won that tournament as he defeated Ivan Putski, Ricky Steamboat, and the Dynamite Kid. And of course, he won the final against the Junkyard Dog. In 2017, AJ Styles defeated Jinder Mahal to win the WWE Championship. November 8th, 1975, of course, the longest AWA Heavyweight Championship reign came to an end as Vern Gagne lost at the hands of Nick Bockwinkel. on the same day in 2005, Eddie Guerrero defeated Mr. Kennedy, and of course to earn a spot on SmackDown's team at the upcoming Survivor Series. Of course, that would be Eddie's official last match, as he ended up dying 4 days later, sadly. As far as birthdays, November 6th, Nick Aldis turns 38. On the same day, Ken Patera turns 81. November 7th, King Kong Bundy turns 67. Tony Schiavone also turns 67. November 8th, Okada turns 37. November 9th, Chris Jericho turns 54. And that's your week in wrestling history. Mike Knox, back to you.
Yo, 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 it's crime time.
EST.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man. NWO. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
Yeah, I was going to say something real crazy, and then Taylor Swift came in the arena. So, Von, I'm going to let that go with that Barry Windham comment. Damn! Let you get away with that one. But I will say this as well, y'all. Don't y'all be coming at, because the awards are around the corner, okay? And AW, I love your show. Okay, because guess what, AW? Guess what? Every show on this network, I'm an owner, so they're all my shows. So I want y'all to be good. So when I make fun of you, and when you do great, I still do great. So technically, I'm the greatest damn thing smoking, and I'm not even high. But I say this, don't y'all come at my weekend wrestling over the news show. Are you crazy? If Vaughn or Michaela Wonders don't win, then there's a motherfucking fix that was in. Okay,
really
point blank and simple.
Did they really do that? Did they really come at the news?
No, I don't know if they did or didn't. I'm just making sure. You know, I think I started shooting before they start aiming.
That's someone charging their phone. That's nice.
Don't make me go back to the gentrified news commercial again.
That's lovely.
All right. I'm just going to say what I always say to anybody.
Just bring it, what? Bitch.
So that's my take. But let's go ahead and get through this because it's just time to go. And the main event was brilliant. Another I fucked up thing happened this past weekend. Dice said to me, and I quote, "How come you don't like Gunther? I would think you would like Gunther. He's your kind of guy." I said, "It's just something about him. It's just boring." I absolutely enjoyed this. It was the first Gunther match I've enjoyed on his main roster.
Okay.
But I'm not going to give too much credit to Gunther necessarily, as I'm giving him some kudos. Cody Rhodes, we keep saying how it's been a shitty title run, but we always give him credit every PLE about how great those matches are. He has been in there with the greatest of the greats inside that square circle. He has come back to this company, and his attempt to defeat Roman Reigns is to put pro wrestling over the way that he put it over in AEW. I think he's doing that, and we don't give him enough credit, including myself, when I say we. Don't give him enough credit. Cody Rhodes can wrestle with anybody, and he just made Gunther look amazing to me. Again, this title, this match, beat down after beat down, kick to the head, slow methodical, taking a body part aside like some old Minnesota Wrecking Crew, what Gunther was doing in this match, and not go back up. But you know, this is what Gunther always did, but before, all I saw was chops. I didn't picture the shit else. This time, the chops were lessened, but when he used that move, it was impactful. Look at Cody's chest. At one point, they said he knocked the spit out of his chest. But Cody gets the win, which to me was such a great finish. Two people has pinned this man named Gunther, and that was Sami Zayn, which we knew had to get over because it was just what he did for the Bloodline, right? That's when you know that you're an intelligent wrestling fan, not just a fan, or you know how it's going to go. And you see this right here. Cody had to go over here, right? And the way they made it, we're talking about somebody, when I say wins don't matter versus some people, it's Gunther. It's not an important match. He's still a super heel, but he still shook his hand because he's supposed to be a ring general, so he paid respect. So I had you, but shit, you did that shit. A la
Bret Hart.
92, Bret Hart, you know what it
Roddy
is.
Roddy Piper, WrestleMania. No,
Bret Hart, Roddy Piper. We got SummerSlam, Bret Hart, Smith as well. It's happened, but Survivor brilliant move nonetheless. And I'm with you, as I think I just saw that there. I thought it was also match of the night. for by far. It was just incredible of a wrestling match. A lot of times they give match of the night to the story, which the story of the night definitely goes to the Bloodline. But match of the night for a wrestling match, I always say these pay-per-views aren't for us. They're for that crowd that pays for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crown Jewel was fucking awesome to me. Absolutely fucking awesome to me. Start with you, Honey Bee, your take.
I thought it was a pretty good match. I like Gunther, but he's more so I gotta think of who it was. I compared him to somebody where he was cool and sometimes fun to watch, but then sometimes some of his matches were boring. I can't think of his name right now. It'll come to me sometime later on. But it was still a good match nonetheless.
Wasn't Barry Windham, that's for sure. There's nothing boring about Barry Windham.
No. I wasn't expecting Cody to win. I really thought they were gonna let Gunther choke him out. But to have him reverse it into to the backwoods or whatever, that was pretty smart. So nonetheless, it was a good match.
Captain Jack.
Who?
Captain Jack.
Spiro. Who is this? Oh, that's supposed to be what was that movie, Pirate of the Caribbean or something like that?
You know, never what the movie
seen
is.
Never seen any of them, by the
that's
way.
That's a shame, by the way.
Well, I'm
I've
sorry.
Only watched the first two. It's okay. It's
like well, that's a shame. You didn't finish the series, Mike. It's all or nothing, Mike. You ever?
You don't need to see the rest of them. They're all the same.
I've never seen the series, so I can't.
Even she has never seen. Where's that at, Mike? Are you wanting to pick on the me? How dare you? So let me go on and talk here. First things first, though, I want to give credit to you, Mike, because early in the show, you did the D-Lo headbutt thing, and I said, damn, he did that very well. Good job, Mike. My thoughts on this match. It was good. I thought they protected Gunther, like how you mentioned how when Cody hit the Bret Hart. You know, Bret did it to Roddy Piper and Steve Austin.
Maybe,
and I thought that was cool. I honestly thought Gunther should have won. I thought I don't think Cody should have won. I think I had different visions in this match, too. I thought Kevin Owens would come out and interfere and continue the story, but something you was mentioning, like this show, it's not for us, so they're not really thinking about a lot of the storylines. They're just, it's a show for them out there, so I can get that. But my thought was, Cody's not going to win, and they had an out with Kevin Owens. But, they made sure Gunther looked strong, and Gunther, his character is, like, he'll lose. But he'll shake his hand and he'll be like, you got me good this time. This is what wrestling is about. Because Gunther takes this stuff seriously.
That's his story.
Like that. That's his story. So, I didn't like that Cody pinned him. But, whatever, you know. When you have, George said it in the, I'm sorry. George, I don't like you. Jeffrey, he said in the chat, he has adrenaline in his soul. And when you have the heart of all 50 states, you're not going to, Cody's never going to lose. So good
Does
job,
that make
Cody
him a real American?
He's a complete American.
I'm so glad he didn't tell us who he was voting for. It made me think about him differently. But I thought the overall day night was very, very good for these titles. No one seems to like. I love to give belt grades around here. I personally would give this a 5.
Okay.
Out of 5 John Cena spinner belts. This was by far, in my opinion, not even close, the best Crown Jewel pay-per-view PLE they've had.
Okay.
For it to be 3 hours, it didn't feel like 3 hours. The ladies match, although it wasn't my favorite match, I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed what my visualization of the match was. Didn't like the fact that my guy didn't win and Bronson Reed, but Steph freaking Rollins, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, what can you do about that? I just thought it was overall entertainment, flowing, backstage segments, carnage, if you will, want to seek with Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. A very, very good PLE. 5 out of 5 John Cena spinner belts for me. That's what I would give this belt. Grand Pooh Bob, what you got?
Ooh, so when you do these belt grades, I feel like I'm never going to do any justice to it because you guys do such a great job with it. So I'm just going to keep it plain and simple. I thought this show was better than Bill Goldberg's WCW title run, World Heavyweight title run.
So no Dave Meltzer, because we all say fuck Dave Meltzer around here, and fuck Sam Ross Report as well. What would you rate it though?
Five, oh, out of rating. I want to say ratings. I would say 3.5 out of 5. That was a good show. Yeah, but I'm in the middle with it. So 3.5
might have been. You might have came a little sooner than later, and then get it back up later. I'm just saying, 3.5. That's average. That's an average match.
I like your jacket, Mike.
I know it's pretty fly.
You were the flyest guy in the room.
Just saying, you know, Honeybee, your rating for this pay per view.
I say it was a 3 out of 5, and it was only a 3 out of 5 because of that doggone tag team match, that women's tag team match. It made it go. There we go. To me, it did, but that's just me. That's just me. So it was a 3 out of 5.
I just. I don't get y'all. I'm just
that's kind of hard to. Right? You might not want to do that.
It was the bedazzles. The dazzles. It was the bedazzles.
It's the bedazzles. That's did you not see BGM in the bedazzles? Come on. Yeah. What are y'all watching here?
Crown Jewel.
Right.
Shawn Michaels, please.
Shawn Michaels.
This pay-per-view was by far.
Whoa.
You had wrestling? You had storyline?
Just you a second. Are you judging me?
I just don't get what you couldn't get from it. That's all. That's all. But to each their own. To each their own.
I'm sorry.
I feel like I hurt your feelings, Mike. I feel like I disappointed.
No. You couldn't.
I'm so upset at myself.
Never. I just think you're a pain.
Are you a hot dog, a grandstander, a showboat, and a prima donna? But you're a liar, too.
That's all. That's all. I'm just joking.
Look. It was a mid show for me. I'm sorry.
A mid show. Well,
I won't say it's the show, but the matches were good still. Some of the matches. Yeah. Hopefully tonight will be better than the show.
Wow. Well, listen. Y'all keep talking baloney. Okay.
I don't eat baloney, Mike. I get
no one should eat baloney.
I definitely don't.
Listen to this baloney. He won't. You know, he doesn't stand for baloney.
All right,
I love that you just have a whole bunch of sound effects. I'm gonna get on your level. I know, right? There's baloney. Do you have anything with anchovies? Because that sucks.
No, but you know what does suck?
Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. Wow,
that's good advice.
So let's get out of here. I'm about to get up here. I mean, we got these mid reviews for such a great pay per view. All right, so we're gonna go ahead. And stop.
Oh, we were great. How dare you?
Go ahead, Grand Poobah. You're here on Unpop Review Entertainment. You also do entertainment and wrestling as well. What's going on for you this coming up week? Anything special?
So we finished Agnifall along. We're still doing Superman and Lois. We are on episode 6. We usually do that not on Mondays, but on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. This Wednesday, if I can hype it up a little bit here, we're doing an NXT and AEW simulcast review, since it's all going to be on Wednesday. So me, Wrestling Dog, Venomous Venny, Dirty Dan, or is it Dan the Man? I like Dirty Dan better.
And I like Dirty Dan better, too.
Doesn't that sound... Yes. We need to rebrand him. And we have Cactus Katie. You're going to have possibly all 5 of us. We're going to be talking about NXT. And I'm really upset that I cannot go to that show in Philly, because it looks like a very, very fun show, honestly. I'm still hurt by that. But we're going to be reviewing NXT and AEW, so join us at 10 p.m. It's going to be a wild show. So, you know, get your pajamas, get your favorite snacks, and have a good time with us.
Definitely get your pajamas and your snacks. It's going to be a long show. This is going to be a fun show. This is going to be an entertaining show, just like Raw will be tonight after Monday Night Raw, the Raw review show, and also Top 5 this week coming up, as well as broke the return of the SmackDown Penitentiary as well. All the shows here on Unpop Review. And again, make sure you check out Unpop Review Entertainment. Yes, sir.
Just want to tell everybody the top 5 this week is the top 5 AEW champions in history. So that means TBS, TNT, Tag Team Championships, Women's the Women's World Championship, and the World Championship. That will have Cactus Katie, who has her list and has been doing research, and executive consultant, and anybody else who wants to join in to make it a three-way dance, hosted by your boy.
And there you have it, and never forget.
Charlotte Flair is the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
When I'm telling lies.
Link is in the bio, guys. Get your Unpopular Review gear. Get your Mike Knox Show gear. Get your favorite gear coming to you real soon. Just go ahead and hit the link below. We got all kind of ways to get your money flowing. Listen, guys, I'm going to get up out of here. Do me a favor. I like to say all the time because I mean it. Without you guys, I would not be here. And do me a favor. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me. And don't love God. That's crazy. Thanks, you, Jack, for joining us. Honey Bee, we are out of here. Executive consultant, producer, Z is silent. The King, Vaughn Jr., and my family, and baby Logan. We out of here, y'all. Fingers.
Lose it. Bite my tongue for no one. I put you on blast. So all the news channels.